Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia, dark supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 77 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, when's the last time you smart-mouthed a cop?
Greasy, greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy, greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
Smart-mouthed, sassed, or disrespected?
You dissed a cop. You bad.
It was the coffee beans. They made me feel so extreme.
Oh, really?
Welcome to Grits to Glitz. I'm Bay, and I'm in East Tennessee.
I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas.
Until I get deported. Woo!
You're going to get deported?
And we're sisters. Yeah, well, you know, for the whole run-in with the law.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah. God, I forgot.
I'll be quiet and let you talk.
Gonna say. This is the podcast between two sisters on nearly opposite sides of the continent. And we talk about anything.
Just anything that comes to mind. You know, the general theme is the differences between here and there.
Right. And there are so many.
Mm.
But we end up talking about a lot of other stuff, too.
Well, yeah, because other stuff is fun, too.
If you have any thoughts you'd like to send to us, you can email us at amy or bay@gritstoglitz.com.
Or you can give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 206-G2G-GRIT. That's 206-424-4748.
And we're listening.
Fraser Crane here, yes. We're listening.
Yeah. Okay, we have a new segment. We're calling it Instant Grits because we have so much old news to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
That we're just gonna slam through it as fast as we can.
Okay, are we timing ourselves?
I want to go through it as quickly as possible.
Okay, well I'll start us then. You remember when I was so nasty and mean and terrible about the bulldog thing before? When Emily, sweet, kind, gentle soul on the pet cast, said that she didn't like bulldogs. Well,
yes,
they recently recorded several new episodes and. They took like 5 minutes of our show and put it in their show, and she gave a rebuttal. She was very nice about it, but yeah, we're going to be on the pet
cast.
Yes, she
was very nice about it. 5 minutes of ranting and like 20 or 30 minutes of ranting to me. It was just, oh, no, tell me. I didn't say that. I did. I said it.
I think we were pretty nice. But anyway, the pet cast comes out about twice a week, and they record 4 shows at a time. So this is going to be on the episode about rattlesnakes. We'll probably give you guys a heads up when it comes out. Because, for one thing, the pet cast is a great podcast. So you guys ought to be listening anyway. But See the great battle of the bulldog.
Right.
And, oh, the next one's mine, too. I have major work news. Okay, now the story can be told. You know how we've been kind of sporadic in doing our podcasts and everything? That's because I was pretty much miserable at work. And you know how I talked about having an office with a door and everything? That the office was kind of a trade-off for putting me into a terrible situation, working with a terrible, awful, horrible, awful, terrible person. I got out of that.
Micromanaging megalomaniacs.
Yeah, I got out of that. Yes. I got out of the office. I got away from that person. I am back to having my team. I'm sitting in a regular cubicle like a regular person, and I don't care. I'm away from that. So it's fabulous. Yay. I'm very, very happy.
I have happy news, too. I am not going to go into it in detail, but my air conditioner might be fixed.
Might be?
Yeah, it's a little warm right now. But I bought a little tiny window air conditioner because my house is old. It's divided up into way too many pieces because it's an old house. And we love old houses.
Yep.
And the trade-off with old houses is your heating and cooling situation is never going to be as efficient and even as a new house is.
Right, because they had to add the air conditioning and heat after the fact, right?
And also because when you build onto an old house and then you build on again, things just, the flow of air just gets completely messed with.
Right.
And that's really the biggest issue in my house, the fact that parts of the house go this way and parts go that way. So, anyway, I bought a little tiny air conditioner to put here in the window in the office. So maybe I'll actually be comfortable this summer.
Is it in the office?
Not yet, because I haven't gotten the screwdriver out and started installing it. I can do this stuff. I just don't want to.
Understood. Well, now, when did they come to fix the air conditioner?
They've already been here yesterday, and they're going to be back again tomorrow. There's a little more work to be done.
Okay. Well, I hope, because that has been miserable.
Okay, air conditioner. Ta-da. Almost as bad as working where you worked for a while.
Oh, it was kind of hot there. Yeah, that's for sure. In other happy news, though, I finally finished the video of Steve and Miles' wedding that was back in the middle of March. And I've been gathering up new equipment and new software and working, and we've created version 1.0. It still can be tweaked. It still can be made better. We have the technology. But, I was dragging my feet on that and finally got it done.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, thanks.
The part that I saw, and I only saw a little tiny snippet, I loved how you edited together someone walking down the hallway toward the ceremony and then picked him up as he walked into the room.
Well, thank
you. And that was just, it was so smooth. It was like Hollywood.
Well, I thought that came out well. It was a very, very beautiful ceremony. So I'm glad of that. And, in other video news, just very, very quickly, I talked recently about the pigeon surpriser. The squirter that squirts the pigeons.
I
put it on YouTube, and it's actually getting a few views and people commenting on it. It's pretty funny. So we'll put a link to that in the notes.
I loved the way you did that one. Oh, even more video news in a way. It's TV news. We never did do our Sheer Genius finale episode. So we're just going to hit it real quick. Going into the final episode, we had Ben, Daisy, and Anthony, and Tabs was not even in the running. So
that's just a travesty.
Yeah, it was just, it cast a pall over the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was rooting for Daisy.
I was, too.
To be honest, I wanted Daisy to win.
From the whole series, out of those three, if I had to choose from those three, which I didn't want to have to choose from those three, but Daisy would have been my choice out of the whole three. Although, I got to say, Ben started winning me over because I like rooting for the underdog and because I adored his video that was, they couldn't show on TV.
Oh, that was so funny. Oh, no. Oh, no, they could not, but it was great. That was linked to, I didn't find it until the Fabulous Gay Boys.
Right.
Tom and Lorenzo put up the link.
Yeah.
So, so we were both rooting for Daisy, but we also liked Ben. He wasn't chopped liver. He was pretty cool, too. And as it turned out, Anthony won.
I didn't like his final styles.
I don't think they based the decision on the final styles at all.
I think you're right.
Just threw that day's hair out.
I think you're right. Although Daisy kind of messed up. You know, she was too ambitious with those last styles. Ben, you couldn't have Ben win because he was the underdog anyway, and that updo was some serious ugly.
A disaster, yeah.
So I guess serious Anthony ugly. Was the only one who could win, but I think they should have just brought Tabitha back out and say, okay, here's a surprise. She's going to compete.
Yeah.
On a positive note, I adored Vidal Sassoon.
Was he not a living doll?
Oh,
I loved him so much.
So sweet and good.
He had something nice to say. He's such a happy guy.
Yes.
And it's so nice to see someone happy.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, and the other judges, you pointed this out, they were looking daggers at him like, you're making us look bad. Yeah, well, so.
You could see them thinking, shut up, bitch.
Stop being nice to them.
It was so fabulous. Anyway, that was our Sheer Genius finale thought. The only... No, I'm not going to say... Yes, okay. Pin curls. my mother did my hair and pin curls when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
You had already moved to Baltimore.
Yeah.
By the time she decided to do this. And I think it was just a nostalgia thing.
Yeah, because she did
grew up doing pin curls.
Yeah, she did my hair and pin curls when I was in maybe the third grade.
Wow. Wow. I didn't realize that. Well, she, you know, a few years later, she decided to try it again. And I had longer hair than you had in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
And thick. We have thick, thick, thick hair. Mama started doing my hair and pin curls at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
And my hair was not dry at 2 o'clock on Saturday when we took it down.
Oh, my.
It was not dry. But those curls weren't going anywhere.
I was going to say, did you have an afro after that?
It was like almost an afro. It was like half of an afro. You remember the afros where the top of the head is smooth and then it's like the big poof all the way around the head?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I had.
And you didn't take pictures?
Are you kidding? I hid in my room. It was fun. It was great, you know. It was so much fun because I knew this was something that Mama had done when she was young, and it was a different thing to do with your hair. But it took forever to dry, and the style was
questionable.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But my hair was long and really thick, so maybe that was just me.
So that was Daisy's mistake, was trying to do pin curls, because the nature of pin curls is they don't dry, ever.
No. Nope. Okay, those were our instant grits. They took longer than I thought.
That's okay.
We probably won't do any more instants. Because, let's face it, nobody likes instant grits.
No, nobody does. Do you like real grits?
So we need something glitzier.
You ignored me.
I don't.
Me neither. I don't like grits either. Grits, the name Grits to Glitz is only because it's nice and symbolic, but we don't like grits. So I'm sorry, moving on.
Yeah. Glitzier. We need something glitzier. How about some glitzy bits?
Ooh, glitzy bits. Yes, now we're moving into my territory in Las Vegas.
That's right.
I saw a big, big Las Vegas show. It's been...
Really?
Yeah, it's been hyped all over the place. It's been in the paper. It's been in the... Oh, there was... Well, let me see. I think we did already mention that Carmen Electra dropped out, and they got Pamela Anderson,
right.
And it is the magician Hans Klok from Holland. And I think he's hot stuff in Europe. I think they know who he is in Europe.
Wow.
But we don't really know who he is
and
here.
I just want to sing Guten Tag, Hans Klok.
Yeah.
Does it make it... Guten Tag, Hans Klok.
Oh, Bay.
Sorry. It's the producer's thing.
From the producers. Ooh. I had never put that together.
I couldn't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it drives me crazy every time. It's going to rattle.
Well, here's my review. Don't go.
Okay.
Don't.
How was Hans Klok?
Go.
What?
It was really bad. Oh, my gosh, it was bad, babe.
Oh, no.
My heavens, was it bad. Now,
I am shocked.
Let me say that I think he is following in the footsteps of David Copperfield. Lots of dancing, lots of beautiful girls, bopping around all over the place and jumping into boxes and getting cut up and coming back out of the boxes and lots of illusions that it's all been done before. I got really tired of watching him put women in boxes. And then he did some little throwaway bits. And there was a storyline about him as a boy with his father. So there was this little actor kid playing him as a boy. And it was kind of cheesy. And then Pamela Anderson didn't come out for a long time. So we were watching everybody. And I thought Steve actually put this very well on the Strip podcast. He said every time a blonde would come out, he would go, "Not Pam. Not Pam."
Wow.
So Pamela finally came out, and then she was very pretty to look at. I don't think her heart was in it. And I guess if you're into David Copperfield, and I'm really not, I'm just really not fond of David Copperfield, and he's a huge success, so maybe I'm just a curmudgeon, but it didn't seem like this show, it was a pale imitation of David Copperfield, and I'm not fond of him in the first place.
Wow. I'm shocked just because you gave it a bad review, and I don't think I've ever heard really a review like that out of you.
I'm pretty easy
you
to please.
Performers, you love the theater.
Yes, I want them
that
to be successful.
Generous because you know how much work.
Yeah,
you know how much work goes into it. So we're pretty good audience members in general.
Let me end on an up note then.
I don't think you've.
Loved the dancers. The dancers were dancing their little dancer butts off, and. It was, the choreography was kind of cheerleading choreography, which so many dancers do these days. You know, the elbow out, knee out, elbow in, knee in kind of deal.
Wow. Okay.
Lots of that. But they were bouncing around and having a good old time, and they were working hard. So I really kind of enjoyed that. But there were long stretches of dancing without any magic. Which also kind of makes you go, well, okay, is this a dance show or a magic show? Oh, there's the magician. Okay. Oh, darn, he's doing another illusion I've seen before.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just shocked. But, you know, I'm not surprised. The reviews have been negative, and the reason you didn't see Pamela Anderson is because reports have it she's partying backstage with partiers.
Well, so, you know. For the first hour or so, she can do that, but she does come out eventually and giggles a lot.
Of course.
She did a lot of ha-ha.
It sheds light on, what was her name who left the show?
Carmen.
In such a blaze of-
Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra. It sheds light on Carmen Electra's temper tantrum in leaving the show. Makes her look a little bit smarter, doesn't it?
Yeah, you kind of wonder if she was seeing that this was a dog and she was going to be caught in the middle of it.
Wow. Very interesting.
But I have one more thing. I'm sorry. I had one more thing I wanted to say about this because some people who were sitting next to us, Paul was actually next to this couple. They got up and left during the number right before Pamela Anderson came out because the guy leaned over to his date and he said, "I cannot take another minute of this." And they left. I hate that for him because he's a magician and he's working and he's doing his thing, but it was bad. So anyway, I'm sorry. You were going to say.
Working hard? Wow. That's sad. I was going to say I haven't seen any big glitzy shows yet, but I have seen something akin to fireworks.
Yeah, you caused some fireworks. You're so bad.
As our listeners know, I do like to drive through the boonies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to do. And the other day, yesterday, I was coming home and I was on back roads. And there's a back road that has been improved sometime in the last 5 years to make way for a business park. And it's a fairly straight, fairly smooth road.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes right into a little windy country road. And nobody uses it because there's nothing built there yet. There will be someday, and it will be sad. I will miss the wildlife.
But for right now, it's your road.
For right now, it's my road. I never see anyone else on it. Never. Doesn't matter what time of the day or night it is. There are street lamps on this road that don't work because there's nothing out there.
Nothing to light.
Nobody's wasting any electricity because there's nothing out there.
Yeah.
So I was coming home, and as I turned onto the fairly smooth, straight road, I noticed a car behind me, and it was way behind me, and I kind of thought, that's annoying, because now I can't take my leisurely stroll through the boonies. But I continue on my way, and then the next time I look in my rearview mirror, this car is on my bumper. It's like riding my tail. And there are two ways to deal with that. You can either slam on your brakes and scare them, which is something other people do.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could speed up a little bit and try to get out of their
way. Make them happy.
You know,
yeah.
I don't want to feel like I'm inconveniencing anybody.
Right.
Yeah. So I sped up a little bit. And he sped up. Got back on my bumper. I sped up again. And he sped up again. And the next thing I know, I'm flying down this road doing almost 50 miles per hour.
Whoa.
Which is not the speed I want to be doing.
In the boonies, no.
Well, It's a really, but it's a very straight road. But I'm coming up to parts that I know are going to be curvy and windy. So before I get to a stop sign, I finally realize, oh my gosh, this is the country. I can pull over to the right and wave him around me. So that's what I did.
Uh-huh. Let him
pull
go.
Pull over to the right. Yeah. I stop. And he didn't move. So I roll my window down, stick my arm out, and wave again. Like, come on, go around. And then he pulls up next to me. And that's when I find out he's a cop.
Oh.
He's a policeman. Now, he's not a real policeman. He's a mini policeman.
Oh, how
because
cute.
We have, I know. We have a drug task force in Loudoun County, and they want to stop violent crime, and they want children to just say no. So they're kind of, sort of policemen, but they're not real, real policemen.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have bubble lights on top of his car. He doesn't have sirens. He's not even wearing a uniform. He's got on a plaid shirt and a baseball cap.
Oh.
But he is an authority figure. He rolls his passenger window down and hollers at me, "Is there a problem?"
Yeah, you're running over me.
I said, "I'm sorry. I felt you were close and you probably wanted to go faster than I was. And I don't want to go that fast. I want to go slower. So I thought the polite thing to do would be to get out of your way." And he scowled at me and he said, "I thought you were going awfully fast back there."
Because you were driving up my tailpipe.
And at this point, I know, at this point, all I could think was, good heavens above, I started laughing. You know, I just, nervous laughter, I don't know. I laughed out loud. I laughed and I said, "No, I was just trying to give you some room."
And every time you got up on my bumper, I tried to give you some room.
I didn't say anything else. I was laughing. I just, you know, I was like, what else can I say? I was trying to get away from you because he's a cop. I guess I'm supposed to just know intuitively that he's a cop when all I really know is he's riding my tail. He snorts and he rolls his eyes and then he drives on his way.
Faster than you, getting away from you?
Faster. Yeah, I'm doing 34 miles an hour going, "It's the boonies," and he's gone.
Uh-huh.
Poof, in a cloud of smoke. I told my husband about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "If I had done that, I would have gotten a ticket and dragged off to jail." And I don't even know if drug enforcement task cops can write speeding tickets.
Well,
or you mouthed off to an officer tickets.
They work for the government somehow. They must have some sort of authority.
But I did finally realize, you know, I think I could have gotten away with this if I'd gone to court. I'm sorry, Your Honor, but Officer Leadfoot was crawling up my tailpipe.
Yeah. Oh, gee.
And the thing was, I think he was so unhappy with me because I was basically fussing at him and saying, "You were speeding.
And tailgating.
Too fast."
Yeah.
"And tailgating. And bothering me. And I'm just getting out of your way."
Yeah.
And I don't think policemen actually like to be told that.
No. But I applaud you for getting away with it.
I didn't get away with anything. Oh. But don't you know he's going to be watching for my little blue Prius?
I'm sure he's going to be, because that woman's a troublemaker.
Oh, yeah.
That would be you. You are. You're rabble-rouser.
That's it.
Well, you know, you might have gotten away with it even more if you were famous.
Ooh, I want to be famous.
I want to be famous. I want to wear minks and satins and pearls. I want to be famous more than just any old girl. I want to have eyes.
Oh, the lascivious biddies with famous. By the way, they have so many great songs that I managed to get a CD of their music thanks to loyal listener Lynn in New Jersey. And I just listen to that thing over and over and over. Love their music.
Wow. I'm jealous. You know, before we get to our contest, I have to say this too. I'm jealous in general. I'm sick and tired of it, and I'm not taking it anymore.
Who are you jealous of?
You.
Why?
Because you're in Las Vegas.
Well, I am that, but I mean, I'm far away from Tennessee, so that balances it out.
No. I mean, I don't even get to see Hans Klock, and I don't get to see Brad Oscar and the producers, and I don't get to eat at Raising Cane's, and I don't even get to eat at Spiadini, where you wait for your birthday dinner.
Well, no. Why don't you come out here?
Okay.
Yeah.
How about the 22nd? Does that work for you?
Works for me. That's like a nice little birthday present.
Pictures while I'm out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a lovely birthday present for me.
Yes, it is.
I just had a birthday.
Yay, Amy. Yay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So when I get to Las Vegas, are we going to treat it as a birthday celebration or a vacation?
It is my birthday gift to show you around the city and give you a vacation.
Yeah. So if I take pictures, can I enter a contest?
No, you can't. No, you can't. Maybe somebody else's contest, but not our contest.
Oh. But our listeners can enter our contest.
Indeed they can, if they want to win a fabulous prize.
What is that fabulous prize, Amy?
3 nights at the luxurious Turner Cabin in the Great Smoky Mountains. In the peace and quiet and beauty of the Smokies.
Oh, it's so nice up there. I bet it's cool, too.
I bet it is cooler up there than it is down here, or, you know, in your neck of the woods.
Yep. Up here, too.
Yeah. But, no, the rules are you have to send us a photo by Saturday, July the 7th, and then the judging will be done by Saturday, July the 14th.
Wow. That will be so cool. And someone will win 3 nights vacation at your cabin?
Yeah. With the lodging, I mean, we can't provide transportation and food and all that kind of stuff, but the lodging will be free. And it's normally like $100 a night. So that's a nice prize.
It's really nice up there. It's really, really nice up there. So.
And it is a love nest. It's got the hot tub and the jacuzzi and all that. So.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So, send us your pictures. Actually, send them to Amy at gritstoglitz.com. Amy is the collector of photos, although I get to see them too. And we do have a fabulous pair of judges lined up. And this week we decided we're going to say who they are.
Okay, yes. Because I started to say who they were before, and you said, well, they might be bribed. And then I heard from one of them, and they said, we can't be bribed. So, I think actually that's an invitation to send your bribes. Oh. Which won't have any effect on anything.
Our fabulous judges are Miles and Steve from the Strip Podcast, who have very kindly and very generously agreed to be our celebrity judges.
And they are expert judges because, well, for one thing, I just realized the timing of this is perfect. For one thing, Steve just now is having his gay guide to Vegas printed. He's not having it printed. He's not self-published. His printer is doing the book right now. So hot off the presses, we have the travel expert, Steve Fries, who's got this guide to Las Vegas. And Miles Smith knows this town like the back of his hands because he is a major player at one of the local television stations. So he's in on all the news and the goings on and the photography and all of that here. So these guys know what they're talking about.
Yep, and we are really, really grateful to them. They're sweeties.
They are wonderful guys. And we can't wait to see more pictures. We love the entries we've gotten so far. And we just invite you to send in a picture with a quick description of what's going on there. And good luck to you guys.
Yep, and thanks for listening. You guys are the best.
Yep, we love you all. It's been fun.
Bye, bye, bye.
See you guys later. Bye.
Greasy, greasy coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you want to break the old routine, grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. greasy coffee beans. Greasy, greasy coffee beans. Greasy, greasy coffee beans.